coming up on Tainus Esther. So what exactly are we trying to recall? What exactly are we trying to accomplish? So different approaches to Rishonim. There is one approach that we know that in the story of Purim, as is recounted, so Esther goes ahead, she tells Klal Yisrael, "Vatsumu alai, go ahead and fast before I go ahead with my plan. I need the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, I need the tshuva of Klal Yisrael. Go ahead and fast and go ahead and do your part, then I'll go ahead and do mine." They went ahead and they fasted 3 days. This occurred on Pesach. Now, this is obviously not the date that we're fasting now. We're talking about the day before Purim. And we're not fasting 3 days, we're fasting 1 day. Nonetheless, some see it's a zecher to that. However, the Mishnah Berurah takes a different approach, and that is the shita put forth by the Rambam, that in truth, the tainus of Tainus Esther has nothing to do with the tainus which Esther called upon Klal Yisrael to fast. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, who says, that the idea is anytime Klal Yisrael went out to war, throughout history, they know that in order to succeed going forward, you're coming into a Shas Tzar, you're coming into a difficult parasha, you have to be one with Hashem, you have to come close to Hashem. So the day before, the day preceding, going out to war was always customary in Klal Yisrael to go ahead and be geyser tainus, to go ahead and make it into Yom Tefillah. That way, after having accomplished that level through the tainus and through the tefillos and through the tshuva, the only then could one go out and attempt to succeed by derech ha'lachama. So even though we have no documented record of Klal Yisrael prior to going out the next year, by the time of Purim, they went out and they went ahead and fought against the guy and eradicated Amalek to a large degree. So all that went happened the next year, the Purim time, that in truth happened on this time of the year. And that is what we're commemorating this year. We're going ahead and we're showing that just like in that time they understood that in order to go forward, one has to accomplish a great degree through tefillah. So too, it's a lesson going forward that we too have many things in life we want to accomplish. The way to do that, it's a reminder for us to do tshuva and ma'aseh and tovim. The last term of Shabru is the Chayno Kol Yisrael Es Anes Bir Gimel Ba'Adar V'Nikra Tainus Esther K'tei Lizkos Hashem Yisbarach Roya V'Shemeya Kol Ish Be'ez Tzarosoy Kashi Yisana V'Yoshev Al Hashem B'Chol Levovay K'may Sh'as V'Yom Heim. Hashem listens to Hashem, is watching, Hashem is waiting for your tefillos. Which means it's a very basic divergence between every other Tainus and Tainus Esther. Every other Tainus, you talk about, you know, Tisha B'Av and all the related Tanesim with the Churban Habayis, we suffered a tragedy back then. The cause, the root of the tragedy which occurred back then is still very much alive and kicking today. We're suffering the same problems which caused the Churban Habayis till today. So we go through those stations, we go through those times of the year, we're trying to at least correct to some degree what we missed out back then. But every year the problem is still around, we're trying to solve that age-old problem. Today, Tainus Esther, going forward, we're not actually solving any problem that existed back then. The problem of Purim that was taken care of, the Muhammad, they were successful. It's a historic event in that regard. However, the lesson we're taking forward from there is how powerful Tefillah and Tshuva is that we can accomplish in our own lives. It's a reminder, it's a call to look back to history, to see what it accomplishes, and to let us go forward with that same lesson. Now, going from just on the halachic front, two quick points here. So one thing is, Shabbat Shachar pointed out that if one goes to sleep tonight and the intention to wake up once the tainus has begun, one cannot go ahead and eat if he wakes up in the middle of the night. It's as if one has already accepted upon himself the beginning of the tainus, even though tainus does not begin until Eliza Shachar. However, if one intended to wake up after that point, if he for some reason abruptly woke up in the middle of the night, he would not be allowed to go ahead and eat. The Ramah is matter of drinking, but one cannot do so. In order to get around this problem, one should clearly have in mind it's even more ideal to go ahead and speak it out for favors, but at the very least, one should have in mind that one does not intend to fully begin the tainus, and therefore, before going to sleep, Ashinas Keva, one should again have in mind that in case he wakes, either if he's planning for certain of waking up, or even if he's not certain of waking up, in the event he does wake up before life, he would be allowed to eat and not be mekabel the chumrah of the tainus beginning. And that way, if he wakes up, he can go ahead and eat and drink. One other note worth pointing out is a separate halacha, nothing to do with the tainus, and that is prior to Shachris, one is not allowed to eat on a regular day of the year, and the restrictions on that. That being the case, Chazal went further, and they actually said not only from Eliza Shachar, but their Bund extended it further to the half hour before Eliza Shachar. So you can check every time Eliza tomorrow morning, according to different shitas, but the half hour prior, one is not allowed to be kaveya any serious amount. That means, in a practical sense, that one cannot begin eating, one cannot sit down to wash a half hour before lice, even if he intends to finish before lice begins. Obviously, he has to stop before the tainus begins. So he cannot sit down to wash within the half hour before lice shachar. Also, one should not be eating more than a kebeya of pasta above the kissin. However, if one started before the half hour, one's allowed to continue throughout the half hour as long as he's certain to stop on time. But if one comes to the half hour and he has not yet started eating, he can drink as he wishes. He can go ahead and eat the peiris, other types of shahakal. But again, as far as pasta or pasta above the kissin, he would not be allowed to eat more than a kebeya unless he started prior to the half hour.